Wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the horses.
The tongue, wagon tongue.
Uh-huh. What about with the buggy?
Those were shafts.
Uh-huh. And, you know, on the wagon wheel, starting with the inside, you have the hub, and then the spokes would come out, and they'd fit into the...
They'd fit into the rim.
Mm-hmm. What's the wheel made out of?
Well, the rim, the wood rim fits... where the spokes fit in, and then there's a steel rim on the outside that holds the that keeps the wood from getting worn out quick.
Mm-hmm. What about when you have a horse hitched to a wagon? The bar of wood that the trace is fastened onto.
That was a single tree.
What about when you have two of those?
It's a double tree. When you use a single tree, two, but the double tree fits between mm-hmm. that each one of the single trees hook onto. The double tree and the single trees are a permanent part of the shed, of the tongue, of
what
the
about
wagon
a,
tongue.
An evener? Have you ever heard of that?
Well, the evener is the pin that fits in to make them pull even. It rocks back and forth, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
Was it when you had a double tree?
Well, the evener is so that the collar won't pull steady in one place.
Mm-hmm.
The evener is hooked back to the right and left side of the wheels so that you can turn when you turn it.
Mm-hmm.
It pulls. And then your single tree is hooked onto that, and that's called a double tree.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing that holds one wheel to the other. That's called the
axle.
And if I wanted to, if my hair was messed up, I'd straighten it using a comb and a
brush.
And if I was going to use that, I'd say I was going to
brush my hair.
And you'd sharpen a straight razor using a leather
straw.
What about something to sharpen a small knife on?
A hone.
Mm-hmm. What else?
A rock.
What kind of rock?
A whetstone.
Uh-huh. What about something you sharpen an axe on?
A grindstone.
And say if you want to, something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to
grease the buggy, oil it.
Okay. And yesterday he
greased the buggy, oil it.
Uh-huh. And it greased.
Bye. Why don't you take him with you?
I'm going to high school, brother. That's about half an hour.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We're going to the ranch. Yes, sir.
No, but wait a minute. Let me give you a list in my checkbook. And
okay.
You want to bring the groceries?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Now that I'm over there.
Yeah.
You got the checkbook with you?
No, it's inside. And the list is right at the corner. Is that turned off? Why don't you turn it off?
Say if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
greasy?
And something that you could use for carrying coal in. I know that if you burn coal...
coal bucket?
Uh-huh.
A bucket?
Uh-huh.
A coal bucket?
And the thing that people drive nowadays, you call that a...
automobile?
Or...
car?
And something that children play on, you take a board and...
a seesaw?
Okay. You saw some children playing on that. You said they were...
seesawing.
Any old-fashioned name for seesaw?
No, I never heard of one.
What about something that take a board and fix it in the center and then spin around and around?